standing with me in the word of the Lord says in Hebrews chapter 11. And the word of God says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he had a lot of money and wrote a lot of checks to the poor. That he went to church every Sunday. That he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to go back to Hebrews 11 and 5. I'm going to read it again. I want you to understand the powerfulness of this. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. His testimony was that he pleased God. I wonder if that's our testimony here this morning, this afternoon, that above all else, we're going to please God. And I want to talk to you this morning on this thought, a faith or faith that pleases God. Faith that pleases God. Would you lift your voices to the Lord? I know you got your Bibles in your hand, but just lift your voices. Father, your word is anointed. It is powerful. It is sharp. It is a blessed word. We pray today, God, that the hearts and lives of your people would be blessed. Those that are here, those that couldn't come, those that wouldn't come, and those that will watch and listen later. God, we pray that you will let your word go forth in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. And some wonder if we have to have two services. And I think what you're seeing this morning, it's not only from a parking situation, but for look around you. Yeah, I think we need to have two services. So praise God for that. Amen. Enoch, the scripture says, had this testimony that he pleased God. We understand that we were introduced to Enoch in Genesis, specifically Genesis 5 and 21. The word of the Lord says that Enoch lived. He was the father of Methuselah. Methuselah was the oldest man in the Bible. I know some of you think you're old, but he lived to be 969 years old. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 5 and 27, and all the days of Methuselah was 969 years, and he died. Yeah. We see this as a common theme in the scriptures, specifically in Genesis chapter 5. It starts out with the genealogy of what we would understand to be of Adam. And the word of the Lord tells us in Genesis 5 and 1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. And the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male, follow me, and female created he them and blessed him. It says that God created male and female. You shouldn't be confused on what God created. I know there's people that are confused about who they are, what they are as biologically, but there's no confusion there. The Bible says that God created male and female. There's nothing in between. There's no I'm this today and I'm that tomorrow. Come on, somebody. He created male and female, and he blessed them. And he called their name Adam, and in that day they were created. Notice something in Scripture. Very, very powerful point I want to make here this morning, right from the very beginning. The verse 5 says, and all the days of that Adam lived were 938 years, and he died. Yeah. Verse 8 says, and he died. Verse 11 says that Enos lived, and he died. Verse 14 says that Canaan was 910 years, and he died. Then we get to verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Notice this. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This precious man of God had a beginning like everyone else, but he didn't have an ending like everyone else. Everyone else has lived, and then they died. But this precious man of God, his chapter, his story was different than everyone else's. And the Bible tells us that he was not, for the Lord took him. The prior generations all lived, and they all died. His legacy was different. It was one of a miraculous one. As we read in 2 Kings 2 and 11, if you're taking notes or you're watching this later, that he was one of, in the Old Testament, that we understand where Elijah was taken up from the Lord, by the Lord. But listen, this is as if the Lord is demonstrating to us the value of not how you start, but how it ends. Job tells us in Job 8 and 7, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. I want to tell somebody here this morning that you may be going through a tough time, and it may be a rough season for some, and for all of us, we've experienced some things we have never imagined. We've only read about some of the things that we're dealing with, but it was as if the Lord was teaching all of us that everyone is born and everyone has some similarities, but it doesn't all end the same for everyone else. Enoch obviously stood out above and beyond the rest in Genesis chapter 5. He was the descendant of Adam. They were the descendants of Adam. But he was probably aware of what took place between Cain and Abel in Genesis 4 and 8. And this man, Enoch, his name, when you begin to look at the translation and break down his name, it means that he was an initiator. Or when you break that down further, it tells us that he was disciplined. It's where we get the word disciple from, reference to maybe even a teacher. But somewhere in this man's heart, mind, and his life, he determined that he was not going to be like everyone else. Come on, somebody. It was Jabez that had a prayer. Don't let me be like everyone else, but enlarge my territory. I wonder if there's anybody here this morning that says, you know what, I don't want to be like everyone else. Can I remind you, you are not like everyone else. You are different. You are unique. You are who God called you to be. In fact, your fingerprints are so unique that's how you're identified. Your teeth, your dental records are so unique. That's how they identify you. Can I tell you that the Lord of all creation created you for a purpose? And that purpose is that we please God. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. The Bible says in Genesis 5 and 21, that Enoch lived, and Enoch walked with God. And notice it goes on to say in verse 24 again, and Enoch walked with God. Enoch was born like everyone else, but he chose a different path. You can choose a different path than what you were shown. You can choose a different path than the path that you've always known or were given. Come on, somebody. Enoch chose to walk with God. Enoch chose a relationship with God over the cares of this world. This man, like so many of us, probably had every excuse and justifiable reason why he couldn't, why he wouldn't, why he shouldn't. But somewhere deep down in his heart, he determined, I'm going to walk with the Lord. 2 Timothy 2 and 4 tells us, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Notice this, that he may please his boss who gives him a paycheck every Friday, right? That's what it says. Well, apparently because some people are more interested in pleasing their boss than they are the Lord. Come on, somebody. It wasn't your boss that died on the cross. He may be writing those checks on Friday, but my Bible says that when to him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine. Abraham revealed to us that our God is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. I want to preach to somebody here this morning. In all of our doing, let's make sure we have a testimony of a faith that pleases God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I want to plead with everybody under the sound of my voice. Walk with the Lord. I know that's so profound. But walk with the Lord.
Yes.
Don't veer off course and go in the wrong direction.
No.
But walk with God.
Amen.
Stick with the Lord.
Amen.
He's not going to fail you.
No.
He's not going to forsake you. Live life.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for all you precious folks that are living life. That's awesome. That's a testimony. I know that, well, we'll just stay on track here this morning. But go on vacation. Get educated. But above all that, serve God.
Amen.
And have a faith. Listen to Pastor. Have a faith that pleases God. Not a faith in science or in degrees or in finances and a good income, but have a faith that pleases God. I want to please God. School has a shelf life. Thank the Lord it has a shelf life. Eventually you graduate or you quit. Work has a shelf life. Eventually you retire. Some point in time. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody. Your health has a shelf life. Eternity is forever, baby. Forever, ever. Forever, ever. Somebody know what I'm talking about? Forever, ever. Yeah. You need to be the first one in the altar. Forever, ever. Yeah. I see you. I see you. Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. When you walk with somebody, you're in close proximity with them.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they go, you go. When they speed up, you speed up. You're on the same path. You ever meet up with somebody and say, let's go for a walk? I know some of you say, well, let's go. You tell the honey, let's go for a walk, because you just want to get away from everyone else. You just want to be with her. You tell the kids, we're going to go for a walk. You ever walked with your children in the park and you hold their hand? That means you got to be in close proximity for that to happen. Amos tells us in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You cannot be headed one way and the church and God be headed the other way. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Parents, listen, living for God, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for your kids. Just like you taught them how to brush their teeth. Anybody thankful your moms and dads taught you how to brush your teeth?
Yes,
taught them how to tie their shoes,
yep.
Right? How to kick a soccer ball, praise God, right? How to use a spoon. You don't want to be like a caveman eating with your hands, right? You've taught them how to use an iPad? Come on, somebody. But demonstrate to them, parents, on a faith or a testimony that pleases God.
Yes.
It's your responsibility that we go to church on Wednesdays and Sundays. We pray before we go to bed. We respect our elders. We don't cuss. We don't lie. Come on, somebody. We definitely don't gossip. We worship and we serve only one God. And his name is Jesus. Because we have a testimony that pleases God. We tithe. We dress holy on the outside, and we live holy even when we're on vacation. Come on, somebody. Because we love God. The Bible says, train up a child in the ways that he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. Can I tell you, that is a testimony of a father or a mother that says, you know what? Above all else, we are going to please God. You have to teach them. You have to show them that Acts 2:39 really is for the promises unto you. It wasn't just for grandma. It wasn't just for the pastor, but it's to you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We need a faith that'll please God, a testimony that'll please God. Enoch had a faith that pleased God. It says, by faith, Enoch. And then it goes on to say he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yeah.
Can I remind us this morning, RT family, that you are never sufficient on your own strength and your own power.
Amen.
Your opinion, somebody say my opinion. Your opinion and my opinion should never override the infallible word of God. Never, never. Your feelings, somebody say my feelings. And my feelings come and go. They're fickle. They're changed. They're affected by the time change. Your feelings affected by how much coffee you did or didn't have this morning, how much sleep you did or didn't. It's even affected by how much money you have in the bank or your pocket, whether the sun is shining, whether it's going to rain. But when you have a faith that pleases God, you get excited and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When you have a faith that pleases God, you walk the walk with God regardless. Regardless of what others may or may not be doing. We'll look at what's possible when you have a faith that pleases God versus what reality is. Because we understand that the scripture says, for with God, all things are possible. You got to remember something. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You're not always going to see what God is doing. God's doing stuff unbeknownst to us, things that he's keeping us from and things that he's about to take us to, because that's the God that we serve. Let's remember what the Bible says, for without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Above all else, I want to be a good pastor and a good father, but more than that, I want to heed the word of God, and I want to have a testimony that I pleased God. I'm going to make mistakes. I'll drop the ball, but I want to please God in all of our doing, of building and growing and living and getting educated and making money. We got to make sure that things stop and say, you know what? Does it please God? Is it getting me closer to God? It may make sense, but if it doesn't please God, I don't want anything to do with it, because I want this testimony that I please God. Notice this. I'm certain Enoch had temptations. No doubt in his day he was weary, but he walked with God. Notice Colossians 2 and 6. And as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him. Somebody say in Jesus. Established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Notice this is powerful. Beware lest any man spoil you. You know, when something's spoiled, it's not good. You throw it out, right? Lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, and after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of this world, not after Christ. When you are walking with the Lord, here, Pastor, you can lean on the Lord. Because when you're walking, you get weary. You ever walk with somebody and you're like, oh, I got a cramp. Obviously, this don't happen to me, right? I got a cramp. And you lean there, like, oh, here, I'll help you. Get a little injury. You get a Charlie horse. Yeah, I don't know why, poor Charlie, but you get a Charlie horse and you're like, oh, and they help you. You can lean on him. When you're walking with the Lord, you're in close proximity with him, that you can lean on him and you can trust him. That's why the proverb writer tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways. Notice what it says. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Sin will take you down a path that looks good. Sin will take you down a path that feels right. It'll take you down a path that's fun. But Pastor, this is what I want to do. Yeah, that's what you want to do. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. In the end, sin has paid what it always has paid. Death. But Pastor, this is what I feel like doing. This is what I feel like doing. Let's remember about your feelings, right? Hear Pastor Pinero this morning. Bible tells us in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way that seemeth right. Seemeth right. Put that back up there, please. It seemeth right unto a man. But the end, therefore, are the ways of death. It may seem right. You know what seem means? It appeareth right.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. I need more monitor. It appeareth right. When you look at that word seemeth, it means convenient. It is convenient. Lust appears right.
Yeah.
Because there's feelings involved. Come on, somebody. Oh, he looks so good. Yeah, it feels so good. It does feel good. Yeah, but it's lust. It's enticing. It's tempting. The Bible says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust, when it's conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. But James tells us, don't err, my beloved brethren. Don't get it wrong, somebody. Staying home may seem right, but the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Revival Tabernacle, what we need more in this day and hour is a faith that pleases God.
Amen.
That means you got to be close enough to chat with him.
Yeah.
Remember, you're walking with him. Enoch walked with the Lord. That means you got to be close enough to hear what he's saying, right? Because you're walking. Life is busy. Life is fast. Heart's pumping, blood's pumping, bills are coming in, perilous times, and you may break a little sweat, but the pace is consistent. You're consistently walking with God. That means you're close enough to hear what he's saying. You're close enough to cry out to him for help. The scripture says in Genesis 5 and 24 that he walked in close fellowship with the Lord. This is what this is referencing. Micah 6 and 8 tells us, oh man, what is good? What does the Lord require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly, to walk humbly with thy God. It's been said that Enoch not only walked with God, that means he set God always before him or beside him, pursuing the Lord. But above all that, it says that he had a testimony that he pleased God. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that you have received of us how you ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. Listen, maybe you're not abounding in your relationship with the Lord or in things that you thought you would abound in because you're not walking with the Lord. And maybe you're walking with the Lord, but it's at a distance. It's circumstantial. Maybe you're walking with the Lord, but it's well, when you could be at church, you're not in church. When you could be praying, you're not praying. You're walking with the Lord, but you're not a worshiper. You're walking with the Lord, but it's at a distance that it's if it's convenient for me. Right? But it says you ought to walk and to please God. Do you know what pleases God? Faith. It is impossible, the scripture says in Hebrews 11 and 6, it is impossible to please him if you don't have faith. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. You know what pleases God? Keeping his commandments. Notice 1 John 3:22. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. That we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Notice this. God is more concerned with us pleasing him than how much money you have in the bank, what kind of car you drive, how many you can have more degrees than a thermometer. That does not impress God. You can have more classes, Brother Poindexter says, than a university. That does not impress God. What impresses God is that you're a diligent seeker and that you please him and that you have faith. I would this morning that we would get a fresh revelation that in all of our living, that we please God. Colossians 1:10 says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. Notice this. Unto all pleasing. Being fruitful in some things. And in every good work. And increasing in the knowledge of science. Right? Man, I just see run into people and I just get things confused. Sister Savannah, because they're like, they want to get all this, and then the Word of God says this. So, you know, I'm kidding. God's law is above all law, right? Amen. That you may walk worthy of the Lord. Amen. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of God. Anybody have a favorite football team? Any Raider fans in the house? It's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a Rams. Atlanta Braves? No, raise your hand. You get extra credit for raising your hand. Any soccer fans? You know the greatest soccer player in the world is Portuguese, right? Gloria a Dios. Amen. Any baseball fans in here? Basketball? Right? Anybody get excited about money? Anybody want some money? I don't have any giveaway, I'm sorry. You guys thought I had a bag of money in here. Thought Jonah was back here. I didn't get out of so. We should not be more excited and know more about. Well, I'm coming for you. You should not know more about a certain movie, who plays what. If you can know your team's record, which changes from week to week, you could certainly memorize and live Acts 2:38. If you could remember the quadratic equation, you certainly can remember, except a man be born again of the water and of the Come on, somebody. I want a faith that pleases God. I want to live holy like the Bible says. Follow peace with all men and holiness, for without it no man shall see the Lord. We take pictures and post things of people that we're with, and we say celebrity sightings, but none of that matters in eternity. What matters in eternity? That we hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to live in obedience to God, because the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. I want to please God. I want to be unified. I want to be unified like the scripture says in Psalm 133:1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, not separated. The devil wants to divide us. The math of the devil is division. The language of the devil is lies. But the language and math of God is love and unity, multiplication and addition. Bible says, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, because there was unity. Yeah. We have seen such a divisive spirit in the last 2 years. You know what? If they tell me you can't have church, I'm not going to have church. I'm going to comply. You know what? I'm not going to have any more church, and I'm not going to have any less church. They tell me, Pastor, you can't preach. That's okay. I'll comply. I just won't preach any less, and I won't preach anymore. They tell me you can't sing. You can't worship. That's okay. I'll comply. I just won't sing anymore, and I won't sing any less, because I want to please God. I want a faith that pleases God. You know what God loves? 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I gotta believe that Enoch was a cheerful giver. I gotta believe that he was diligent. That means that he was a seeker. He would go out and search and go for the quest. Brother Chavez, I want to do like you did the other day and say, what's the word for the day? And the scripture came to mind, worry for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your petitions known unto the Lord. And the God of peace, our God is still the God of peace. I want to please the peacemaker. You know, the results, this is powerful. The results of having faith will even defy the normal process of the natural order of things. Yeah. We can talk about faith. We can sing songs about faith. Here we go, sis. You can even wear a shirt that says a proud mom of a son that has faith. But unless you demonstrate your own faith and a testimony that pleases God, it won't mount up to anything. I love my wife. I want to please my wife. I love my daughter. I want to please my daughter. I love this church. I love the United Pentecostal Church. I want to be a good participating member. I want to represent this church. I want to lead you down a path of revival and holiness. But above all else, Sister Brianna, I want to please God. I want to have a testimony that God is pleased and he blesses. I want his way. I want his purpose. I want God's plan. I got my own plan, but I want the plan of God. I want to seek what he seeks. I want to love what he loves. The musicians would begin to make their way. John tells us in John 4 and 23, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship. You know, you can't be a worshiper unless you worship. And there is a difference between a praiser and a worshiper. For the Father seeketh such to worship. We know what God hates. He hates lies, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be swift into mischief. He hates the disunity of the brethren, and he that causeth discourse. He seeks a worshiper. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. He loves a cheerful giver. Amen. The Lord is so awesome that regardless of what others may think or try, regardless of what others may say, regardless of what others may do, God's going to be glorified. You know that God has your back? When you please the Lord, you know what the scripture tells us, Proverbs? When you please the Lord, when your ways please the Lord, he even maketh your enemies to be at peace with you. Sister Daylene, when our ways please God, he's got our back. Yeah. Oh yeah. He'll even make your enemies have peace with you. That's the God awesome. When you have a faith that pleases God, when you're walking with the Lord, Enoch walked with God. He was so close to God that the Lord took him. Are we closer to God today than we were last year? Or were we closer to God last year than we were today? Are we closer to God today, November the 7th, 2021, than we are we, or were we closer to God on April 1st of 2020? Do we still have a faith? In fact, our faith ought to be stronger than it was in March and April and May last year. Because God brought us through it. We've been to the gazebo. Yep. We've been online. Yep. Through sickness and health and sorrow and pain. But we're still here because there was a group of us that says, you know what? We are gonna please God. So we stand this morning. A lady by the name of Fanny Crosby, she was blind, was she not? Yes, she was blind. She wrote this song. This is not an encouragement to sing it. But she wrote this song. I have decided to follow Jesus. A blind lady. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me. The cross before me. A blind lady wrote this song. Though none go with me, I still will follow. One of our apostolic songwriters, it's a song we sing often. We could sing it today if they wanted to, but James Wilson wrote a song, Give Me Jesus. Rita, and all of our getting, Brother Jess, and all of our getting, we got to make sure we have Jesus, that we walk with him. We're like Enoch. I'm not going to follow Brother Brian. I'm not going to follow Brother Carlos. But I'm going to walk with Jesus. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.